Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican, a true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni and I approve this message.
And listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
No one knows. say that they're sorry. And don't worry, I'm not telling lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
To Wolverine's Freedom Radio on this Thursday night. I tell you what, it has been dry and horrible up here dealing with allergies and stuff, but we're surviving. Virgil Russell, how you doing, brothers?
We're doing well. We're hanging in here down in Houston area right now. We're having our lovely summer fall. You know, it's 43 degrees in the morning and 83 in the afternoon.
Right. All right, same here. So I'm just fighting allergies today. It's been horrible and everything.
Virgil,
but
how you doing, bro?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Russell, you know, getting better every day, you know, just soreness, left leg, left side of my back, shoulder, arm, you know, just real sore, you know, muscle soreness, you know, coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I'm in there.
Right.
Oh, you'll make it, brother. You'll make it. You know, so I gotta tell you, after surviving 3 heart attacks and a stroke, I can tell you it's a long recovery, but if I know you, you'll make it.
But I tell you, you know, I've been sitting back watching everything, and after we talked the other day, and it's just like, I'm still shaking my head, you know, and seeing how everything is being turned around and stuff, and it's like, what the hell? What's your thoughts, Russell?
Well, I mean, you know, right now, after Monday night's show, I started thinking about what hurricanes did. Mm-hmm. And I'm not real sure. I don't know, man. I mean, they've got away with cheating once. I'm not so sure they're too worried about the outcome of this election coming up.
Right.
They figure they'll steal it again. And they have the country so divided at this part, no one's going to believe the fucking results anyway.
Nope, you're right about that.
Yep.
On either side, we know that shortly after the election, I imagine by Christmas, maybe end of February, early March, earliest, we're probably going to see guys at $6 a gallon, maybe $7.
All right.
The stock market is still, I mean, you know, it picked up a few points here and there, but, you know, we went from, what, damn near 37,000 to 30,000 on the Dow Jones, and everybody's 401Ks are
in the toilet.
Done nothing to stop inflation. I don't know how many food plants we've had accidentally blow up or accidentally burn down now. I think we're well up into the 20s. The shelves are going to be real bad. People aren't going to be able to heat their homes. I mean, you know, it'll be like, you know, we can stay warm. The shelves are going to be... The show is going to be real banger by the first of the year, I think. Coming to call and make their, you know, coup, and it's just, you know, people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear about it, you know, and, you know, and I tell them, you're not going to be safe in your little small town or nothing. Do you think these, well, let's just use Houston, for example. You think these 6.5 million people are going to stay in the city? Nope. And when the shell runs dry, all those people are going to start moving.
Right.
And
well, I can tell you, when all this chaos starts, brother, you know, it's like you're saying, they're going to come up, like, in my direction, your direction, and everything. And I was telling Virgil earlier before we got on the show, and this, it hasn't been quite confirmed yet, but there were several posts floating around yesterday. A young girl was saying that they're already starting to tell people in New York to get bug-out bags and get ready to move the hell out of, and, you know, get ready to get out of the city and everything. And it's like what you and me were talking about Monday night. I got a feeling they're going to drop.
Oh, yeah. Starts. Yeah, bug-out bags in New York, okay. I'd like to see how they're going to pack bug-out bags full of Starbucks in New York.
Right, right.
Well, you know that Abbott, Hot Wheels Abbott has come out and said the same thing here in Texas. You know, you better put together an emergency bag, bug-out bags.
Mm-hmm. So they're planning something. I think something's being planned, you know. And it's like we've been saying and everything. Is, I think if they lose control, these psychopaths lose control coming to election, they will destroy us. They'd rather destroy us than lose that power of control. Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they followed Hitler's program to the T, you know, take over the system, take over the media, and you take over the food supply, and once you've done that, you control everybody in that country.
Exactly. Your thoughts, Virgil?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty much stocked up. So, you know, whatever happens, you know, after all of the warnings, after everything we've done, after everything other people have done to warn them, and they still won't listen, you know, and now they want to come up with, oh, well, we're bracing for a nuclear attack. Okay. Let me explain something to everybody. If one pops one off, the other one's going to pop one off. And guess what? Ain't none of us going to survive. None of us. So what is the benefit to that? So what you have to look at here is Chicken Little saying the sky is falling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And everybody's falling for it. Everybody's buying it. And everybody's going into a panic.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with the COVID. Just like with the other viruses, just like this, that, and the other. You see, I've always said, a person is smart. People are stupid, dumb, panicky, and dangerous. That's why I avoid people.
Yeah.
I try my best to avoid people.
Yep, me too.
I mean, when I saw that video, and I know Russell don't think much of her, but when I seen that video of Tulsi Gabbard, what she said about the Democratic Party, that just thrilled me to death. That just tickled the shit out of me. And, you know, and it's other people I'm talking to, other ones, you know, and, you know, they ask me, well, what do I do? What do I need to do? What do I need? Well, if you ain't done it by now, you're too late. You know,
right.
You can try. You can try to do something. But,
right.
You know, my plan is, I'm going to tell all y'all what my plan is. My plan is I'm headed to the swamp. I'm headed deep in the Chavala Swamp. I already got my spot picked out.
Mm-hmm.
I already got my spot picked out.
Well, my thing is, so, I'm gonna stay put where I'm at. I'm pretty well stocked up. Got my generator and everything, and you know, and stuff, because you know, I'm pretty much safe where I'm at. Well, you know where I live at, Virgil.
Well, you know, in the swamp, I can use the natural resources as my minefield: mosquitoes, water moccasins, and alligators. So.
Yeah. You got a
so
lot of
you gonna play hell get you gonna play hell getting to me.
Right.
You know.
But what about you, Russell? What's your plan?
I've got open invitation to two or three different places. I'm just gonna see what happens where before I make up where to go to.
Right. My thing is, good luck to him if they try to come out here. I believe three tires the other day. Believe it or not. So good luck in trying to get in. the hose up here rustled so bad. I believe a front tire and I believe two back tires the other day. I was just telling Virgil about that.
but if y'all know anyone who's looking, I know where there's a two-story, four-bedroom pothole for sale here.
Say what? You broke up.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm having... voice problems again.
I know them allergies are tearing my ass up too, brother.
That same here. I've been draining like a waterfall today.
Yeah, they said it was going to be bad. I don't know if it's actually allergies or dustiness or something at this point in time.
Right. So. But I tell you, I don't know. I mean, you know, Virgil said earlier, you know, we gave the warnings and everything has been confirmed and it's already playing out and happening, you know. I don't know what else we can do and everything, and so just kick back and watch it all play out and stuff. But, you know, damned if I know.
Well, you know, I mean, like I said, everything's happening so fast now, and I saw on the television today, I just had the regular TV on, watching the morning news and stuff, and here comes this advertisement, you know, the application for the student loan release were out and stuff like that, and I mean, that's not even constitutional. The Republicans aren't doing anything to stop this. Nobody's fucking taking this to the Supreme Court. I mean, you know, like I've said all along, this has been a oligarch. I mean, you can't even call it a single system, a single party thing anymore, because Republicans have joined in. They're not doing anything to stop any of this shit. And what are we to do? What are we supposed to do? You know, there's nothing we can
do. Well, Russell, it's like I posed to and like I told the sheriff. You know, people come in time, you know, I'm on, you know, he's got these guns and blah, 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 and all of this here. We done got some people that done moved in around here, and they done heard the rumors and everything, and they're kind of scared and this, that, and the other. And I, you know, Sheriff Stassi, he knows me, and all of the deputies here know me, and I told them flat out, you know, don't worry about not one gun or one bullet in my house. Not until you see a backhoe parked in my front yard. That's when you start worrying.
Yeah.
They got a kick out of that, Russell.
I'm just kind of curious as to, you know, when they're going to start the final assault on Oliver. You know, it's going to have to be something that happened. And, you know, after 9/11 and Vegas, Iranian one and all that kind of stuff, man, there shouldn't be any doubt in anybody's mind, you know, that they are just getting enough offense as far as they can. Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, all of them are on board with this agenda. And, you know, what are we supposed to do? We can just sit back and just push further and further back until, you know, it's there's no room left for
Well, brother, the big year is going to be 2023, and I'm looking for probably May or June of 2023, you know, next year. That's when we're going to have the major ultimate fucking catastrophe happen here in America.
Yep.
We're going to have something so great happen that everybody is going to be just bug-eyed and swapping their thumb from their mouth to their ass because they don't know what the fuck to do. And they're going to look to the government. Help us,
yep.
Government. Help us, help us, help us. Okay, we'll help you, but what are you going to do for us? And that's where
right.
they got you. That's where they got you.
Well, I agree with you. Go ahead, Russell.
Well, like I said all along, when this starts, you won't be able to trust anybody because people across the street from you are going to be selling you out for extra ration of black bread. You know, and like Ann was saying, they're going to this social, what do they call it, credit rating or whatever. You know, the better little citizen you are, you know, you get to keep a few extra pennies in that, just like, you know, they do in Japan and stuff like that. And I would tell you right now, these selfish one-way motherfuckers living in America right now are going to be all over that shit, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Do you use the right pronouns, you know? Do you explicitly trust the government? Are these types doing an extra job?
Russell, you just got me thinking of something, man. Go ahead, Virgil.
I'm curious. Go ahead, Virgil.
Joseph, Russell, y'all seen that movie, The Demolition Man? Oh, with Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
Okay. Russell, you're fined one credit for a violation of the moral verbal morality code. Remember that?
Remember that
machine on the fucking wall? It prints you out a fucking ticket whenever you say the word fuck and or pedophile or queer or fag or something else, you know? Or something against the government, you're fined 100 credits, Joseph, for posting something.
Yep.
Negative on Facebook.
That's what they're trying to do
now. And that's what it's coming down to.
Well, they're trying to do that now, Virgil. Believe it or not, they're trying to do that now. And it's like, you know, too, even if you're thinking it, what was that other movie, Total Recall? If you're even thinking it, you're doing something bad, they'll come knock on your door.
Oh, man. I mean, this is just going to – I tell you what, if I could take a time machine and go back 30 years and start telling people this, they'd lock my ass up in a straitjacket. I swear to God.
Right. Well, you know, get back on the subject of you were describing earlier. You know, you and I were talking before the show started, and I'm seeing this kind of popping up everywhere, and they are planning another pandemic. I mean, this one's going to be so bad, and they're making this in Boston, okay? And this virus is so bad that it has an 80% kill rate, and they're testing it on lab rats. Well, they got called out yesterday by the media on this. As to why the fuck are you doing this? So,
you know, well, I mean, the media calling them out. I mean, you know, that's like what they said on Face the Nation one morning. The FBI and the DOJ have opened up an investigation into Hunter Biden. Okay, yeah. Okay, really,
right.
You know, and I thought Liz Cheney was supposed to be out of the box on this January 6th witch hunt bullshit, but she's still going strong.
Well, she doesn't get out of office till January, so she's still in there.
Oh, but, well, Shifty Shift and all them, oh, they're wanting to call Donald Trump in to testify now, and but Trump done threw a wrench in the gearbox with saying, okay, I'll testify, but it's going to be live. It's going to be televised live.
I saw that. Died laughing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like everybody's saying, though, they're accusing Trump of the things they're doing. You know, we all see
and
it.
And I don't know if y'all saw this on the news, but they're fixing the thinking about canceling trick-or-treating and Halloween nationwide.
Yeah,
and guess why?
It.
You saw that, Russell?
No.
They're starting to find fentanyl pills in children's candy.
Yep. They stopped somebody at the airport today, Virgil. I don't know if you saw it, but it just came out on the news.
Yep.
Describing it, and it was in candy packages. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yep. They were in Skittles and...
Yep.
Some kind of bonbon things or boom booms or whatever they call them goddamn things. And they found a shitload of fentanyl pills in them.
$23,000 worth.
Yep. So
they're starting to
pull candy off the shelves now and things. So it's...
You gotta sit and wonder.
It's a trip, man.
I know, but still, nothing's gonna be done. They could, you know, they're using every scare tactic they can work with. I mean, they're using everything right now.
And they had the nerve to get on the Conehead's ass for giving the kids beer for trick or treat when they came to the house. Boy, that's a shame. That's a shame. You remember that skit?
Yep.
Yeah.
On Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, back
to beer and pretzels to the kids? Yeah, back to where you could be politically incorrect and it was funny.
Yep. So it makes you wonder, you know.
It's all shot to shit. Let's just come to the bottom line of the contract. It's all shot to shit. I mean, you know. I mean, we might as well just start going by leather chaps with the ass hanging out with the mohawk hair and everything else and start souping up cars everywhere. Hold on, I got to calm these damn dogs down.
Yep, that's true. I mean, you know, it's coming to that point. But, I don't know, Russell.
not really anything left to say. I mean, it's up to the point now to where 71% of Americans think that the last election was fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. Well, now
and the people who are supposed to be doing something about it are part of it.
Right.
DOJ, the FBI, you know, the Department of Homeland Security guy came out and said there wasn't a crisis at the border. The crisis was a white domestic terrorist.
Yeah, right. Well, you noticed I quit talking about, you know, the illegals that the Pepsi's them were flying. That all got kind of hush-hush. Just like chickenpox got hush-hush and everything. So, it's, you know, I kind of wonder what the bigger picture is, but when I was, you know, what I was seeing earlier with these elections coming up and everything, well, now these clerks and everybody is getting kind of concerned because all the conservatives are signing up to become a poll watcher, and they're getting very, very concerned about it. I wonder why they're concerned.
They're concerned about us extremists. You know, we're extremists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes.
But they're the violent ones. You know. But I saw that today. I'm like, well, why are they so concerned? I mean, I got me and Trish. We worked the polls and everything. But this year they canceled us out. They retaliated against us, especially me, because I did that report on what, you know, what I found and everything, and I handed it over to our friend Audrey. And Audrey went and did a further investigation. That's why we're seeing all this stuff that's going on now and everything. But they won't let me work the polls anymore because of, you know, what are they worried about?
I don't know. There's nothing to do but wait for what we've talked about for the last 8 or 9 years now, you know, finish coming to fruition. I mean, I hate to actually see it happen, but, you know, we knew that this was the course it was going to take, and, I think the majority of Americans still sleep at the wheel, you know. Well, you know.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Government wouldn't do anything like that to us, you know.
Yeah, right.
But
they're trying to murder us, and they think the government is doing that to us. Yeah, right.
I'm here to help you.
What was that?
Well, I'm like, I'm taking the attitude of Chesty Puller, brother. You know, I'm surrounded, so fuck it. I can shoot in any direction I want.
Yeah. That is true, man.
Get those new guns while you're doing it.
You know, it's just, you know, like I was going to say, you can't turn on television for an hour without seeing four commercials on the new COVID booster and da-da-da like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I posted a deal the other day of Fauci doing an interview. And he actually told the truth, you know. He was doing an interview there. He said, you know what? He goes, the best immunization against anything is to have it. You know, and then this guy was talking to him like he was talking about the flu. Oh, no. If she's had the flu, there's no need for her to get a shot. You know, her natural immunity will last for 7 to 10 years, you know, and... And that's 100%, 180 degrees out from what he was standing in front of the nation and saying.
Right. Well, you know, and you're right. You know, I've been seeing that too, and they're telling people now they're just trying to make it mandatory for the kids to get vaccinated. And in fact, tomorrow's the final vote on that and everything. and stuff. But, you know, we're finding out all kinds of reports, all kinds of news coming out, you know, that we were correct about the vaccines being bad. I mean, you know, everything. So it's like, but fuck no, I ain't taking that vaccine. I ain't took it yet. And I've had COVID. You know, but I'm not getting it.
I'm pretty sure I did. I think it was before it actually came out. It was December 2019.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought right about the time you did, remember, Russell?
Yeah, and, if y'all remember, man, I mean, I was so bad, man, I didn't even have a voice. I couldn't even finish a sentence or anything.
Right.
And, you know, and I think I had it, before it, you know, became, you know, the pandemic and stuff like that. And I'm going to say it wasn't no credit, you know. That's probably the sickest I ever been in my life, man. I mean, I got up morning and, drove myself to the ER because, I felt like I was drowning.
Right. Well, I had it.
Yeah,
I did too, Russell.
I did too. I went to the kitchen sink. I started coughing and gagging, and man, shit. I coughed up all kind of shit. But
yep.
It's something else. It's something else. You know.
It is. Well, I had it so bad, I was wishing death would come knock on my door and get me. That's how bad I had it, you know, and everything. But,
well,
you know,
I will tell you this, brother. I will tell you this. When I went to the hospital the second time, you know, when I had that false alarm and all, and they did my hemoglobin and my blood and everything else.
Yeah.
That doctor pretty much told me in a sideways manner, if I'd have got that COVID shot, I'd be dead. He said, with your high hemoglobin, if you'd have got that COVID shot, I don't think we would have seen you here today.
Well, I know people personally that got the COVID shot. Like my friend Christina, you know her. She's been on the show quite a few times. Her husband, Johnny, got the shot. That paralyzed him both legs. And my friend who works for KOT News, Doug Fernandez, he had 3 blood clots in his leg from the COVID shot. He just had surgery done on his leg not too long ago to remove the clots.
Well, I mean, you know, these reports are starting to come out and stuff like that, and you know, they're trying to cover them. But what was it? It was some unbelievable number, like 70% or 80%. Of the new cases of COVID, people dying from the COVID. Of course, there was all kinds of side effects to it, blood clots, all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, it's a really staggering number, man. Nobody in the mainstream media is talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Now there's a new report.
Come get your booster shot, number 4.
Right,
you know,
right.
Oh, well, yeah, they on that bandwagon down here with that booster shot shit. Let me tell you something. I got plenty of ivermectin. I got a whole ammo can full of ivermectin, and I know where Ritz crackers are at and Smucker's grape and strawberry jelly. Oh, yeah, I'm good. That's
right, but you know, well, now with this new report that's coming out, there's people, the young people, that's actually dying at a high rate right now, dropping dead. Athletes, in fact, there was an athlete that died yesterday, and you know, just suddenly, and they can't figure out why. Well, we know why. It's because of the damn vaccine shot. You know, heard me wrong.
Well, it's all about population control. They want to control the population. They want to get the world down to 500 million people.
Yep.
You know. I mean, that's going to play hell, you know, finding somebody to deliver your Domino's pizza at that rate, you know, with that few people in the world.
Yep. But that, I don't know, man. You know, like I said, they're already planning for the next phase of this to come out sometime next year, and I think Word is Right, it's going to be around about May or so for this next one to come out when they release it and everything, and it's supposed to have an 80% kill rate. So, and everything, so it's going to be really bad and stuff. So who knows? We might succeed this time.
They're going to try. They're going to try.
Yep.
You know, but you can't tell them the truth. You know, that's why I say, you know, the Bible is a good book, but it's got a lot of defects in it, Russell. It's got a lot of defects. And one of the defects is the truth shall set you free, but there's no warning under parentheses under that passage that says if you tell the truth to somebody's face, it's going to give them a swift case of the red ass.
Or pitching fistic Facebook jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. 100% true, Myrtle. 100% true. But I tell
you. I mean, you know, facts are facts. Facts are facts. You know, it's just like roses are red, Kamala's not black, Joe's got dementia, and Hunter's on crack. You know, facts are facts.
Right. Right. I was thinking of Kamala Tamako. She's coming here to New Mexico next Tuesday, believe it or not. She might get a warm welcome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Make sure it's in the form of a Molotov cocktail.
Right. Or some extra knee pads.
that's what y'all all ought to do. That's what y'all ought to do. Y'all ought to show up where she's at wearing knee pads.
Right. So we heard about that. You know, to let you guys know, too, Karen's actually looking good. Results are coming out today with the early voting and stuff, and Karen is trailing. She's trailing up there and everything. All she needs is 7%. All she's got to do is get 7%, and she's got this lead from both sides.
Well,
you know, that she's trailing. She's looking real. So is Audrey. Audrey's looking good. They're fighting her hard. You know, so I'm hoping I can have Karen and Audrey back on the show probably here in a couple of weeks, but we'll see. Karen is so busy right now and everything. So, but your girl's looking good there, Virgil.
I hope so.
I think she's gonna get it, you know.
Well,
it's getting close to that time. So you guys want to cut it off a little early tonight, or?
Yeah, I got to make a phone call. Jim Thames with Black Diamond Body Armor. He's on his way down here. He's going. Hey, they got a gun show in Kenner, Louisiana this weekend, and he's setting up. And he's going to be driving for quite a while, so I'm going to call and check on him, see where he's at, see if he wants to come either check into a motel or come stay here at the house with us. And,
yeah, well, tell him we said hello, you know. That we did miss
quite
a few times, you know, and everything. So
I need to study his lightweight plates, man. Bad.
I'll send you his number, Russell. I'll send you his number again, and you can call him. And he should have a set with him right now. He usually brings to everything but the kitchen sink to them shows. He's got that big one-ton Dodge with that damn toy hauler on it, and he packs that son of a bitch like a sardine can.
What's the name of the county you'll be in?
Kenner, Louisiana.
Where's that?
Right
at?
Next to New Orleans. I mean, Kenner, Louisiana, next to the Lake Pontchartrain Civic Center, right by New Orleans.
About an hour from you, isn't it?
what, New Orleans from where is that?
Yeah.
About a 4-hour drive.
That's not too far.
From Houston to New Orleans? About 4 hours?
About 4 hours, yeah.
Okay. Well, shoot me that number, and I will go ahead and roll out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to finish watching my Astros, you know, book New York.
Yeah.
Hey, Virgil, you know what? Why don't you talk to him and see if he wants to do radio commercials, and we can do one for him and put it on the show.
Man, I'm telling you what. Let me tell y'all what about Diamond Jim, what he got hooked up. Okay. You know, no matter what side you take, business is business, okay? So don't criticize him for this. But he just sent about $900,000 worth of body armor and carrier rigs to the Ukraine. I mean, these people paid hard money. Hard money. And he shipped them over there. You know, they shipped them to Poland. And they may be wanting some more.
But shit, he's gonna get filthy rich just off that.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, hey. You know, I mean, business is business, you know?
Right.
I mean,
well,
if they don't buy them from him, they're going to buy them from somewhere else. I'd rather see one of my brothers prosper than some fly, than AR-500. I'm going to tell you what, if you buy AR-500, you might as well buy the casket to go with it. I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't believe that advertisement.
Right. Well, that's like they say, the fringe say Star Trek, war is good for business.
AR-500 plates are good if you want to put a fancy, heavy-duty set of mud flaps on your truck. That's about all they're good for.
Right. I've heard about them. But I tell you what, we'll go ahead and close it early and be back here Monday night. We'll see what happens and everything. But, you know, I've been shaking my head just going, wow. You know, I'm at that what the fuck moment.
Hi. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, America. Virgil, you keep getting better, brother, man. I'm pulling for you here. Joseph, stay safe. This is Gunny. I'm out of here.
All righty, you guys.
All right, bro. Appreciate you. Thinking about you, too, man.
Be safe, man.
All right. All righty. Well, I'm gonna call Diamond Jim. I'm going to get off here, call Diamond Jim, make sure he's all right, coming down here with that heavy trailer pulling it. And I'm going to just say goodnight, Chesty, wherever you are, brother.
All right. Well, we said hello from Wilderness Freedom Radio. And if you want to do a commercial, definitely get in touch with me and stuff.
All righty.
We could do one for him, and I could do it for like $50. I could get Karen.
Okay.
You know, you've heard Karen. Well, that came out really good for $50, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Charged for her. So, but anyways, just tell them we said hello and stuff, and you be careful, my friend. You call me anytime you need anything.
All righty, my man.
All right. Ferguson, thank you for coming in on your show and listening to us and everything. We're going to sign off. See y'all next week.